Thank you very much, Meredith. There is a great humility out there amongst the Richmond fans. And Dave from Newport, that's okay. He's having a pot. But a lot of Richmond fans are saying, don't tempt fate, Dave. Remember tambling over Franklin? But that is fine. We all have made good decisions and bad decisions over the journey. And what you learn from speaking to someone like Brendan Gale is when you get your decisions right, you make the right appointments, you stick fat with a coach that you're convinced can take you where you need to go, you're prepared to pay the money to Dustin Martin and just hold the line despite that there was more money elsewhere. You get those decisions right, then you at least get a chance. Not that doesn't guarantee you, you at least get a chance at the success that the Richmond Footy Club are enjoying at the moment. Dave Donaghy, the Storm CEO, has been kind enough to join us this morning on the back of, we talked a lot about it today, this magnificent organisation have had another fantastic night. They've defeated the Panthers. It got a bit tight towards the end, but he's been kind enough to take our call. Dave, congratulations.
Morning, boys. It's great to join you with another title. It's an amazing night, really, and you're right, Gary is a bit close in the end for all of our liking, but hopefully you made Melbourne proud last night.
No, you did. There's no question about that. We're a very, very proud city to have the Storm as part of our sporting landscape. And, I mean, how was this one received, Dave? I mean, we've had some great success over the journey. How was this one received?
Oh, it's one like no other. The whole year I think sometimes, you know, through life, you don't pause enough, Gary, and sort of take stock. And if you look back, and you know, both us and the AFL and every other sport and every other business have been through, and certainly a lot of challenges and adversity throughout the course of the year. But you know, we didn't have to get the comp going. We couldn't train in Melbourne to start with. We were kicked out of Albury at one point. We had to leave Melbourne. We played a home game in Sydney. At one point, we didn't know where we were going to be based, and we were juggling a few moving parts. And you know, ended up settling in Queensland, which has just been a terrific base for the guys to prepare. And even though it was COVID, you know, a lot of COVID challenges. It was really important for us to know that, you know, each week there was still 2 points on offer, and we're still competitive industry, and ultimately you want to win the premiership. And that was one of the goals we set when we relaunched the season, was that, well, if we're in it, we want to win it. And I couldn't be any more proud of that group last night, how they went about it, and the joy and the emotion in that group was unbelievable. So hopefully it brought a bit of joy and a bit of happiness to everyone doing a bit tough back home.
Hey, Dave, congratulations. It's been a season like no other. For 123 days, this club's lived out of home, out of state, all those sorts of things. You've kept it all going. What's the glue that holds this team together, do you think?
It's the people, Tim. So whether it's, you know, obviously, you know, Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith, two of the great leaders, but you know, guys like Frank Panisi, who's done a mountain of work, Ryan Hoffman, Brian Phelan, to the people that have stuck together back home, you know, the Bean Counter CFO in Ash Tucker, the Michael Christos, our corporate affairs guy, Michelle Young, our HR person, people and culture. It's a wonderful team effort, and it's a great. My job's pretty easy to get some wonderful people in and set the environment, and they go off and do their thing, and they're so on field. They're so hungry for success. They don't stand still. They want to get better, and we try to apply that off field as well. And I think in sport, as you guys know, it's, you know, you get what you deserve, and I think this group of people, the club, our members, our sponsors that have stuck with us, you know, they've been able to get what they deserve last night, and I couldn't be any more proud of them.
We saw Kung Fu Craig at his best last night, kicking that chair across the coach's box. At one stage, he was screaming down the phone. Who's the poor bloke that's on the other end of that call?
Well, I have to send Jason Riles off for a hearing test today, but he's been the poor guy that's been there. And this year, we all say it's been like no other. And the emotion that was going to come out last night, win, lose or draw, was always going to be something else. And And I think you could see how much it meant. I think if Craig had his time again, I know he looks at the vision. He always gets so embarrassed. So I'm sure that'll be the case again today when they put it on replay and the boys are giving him plenty of stick. But like I think it was reflective of just the heightened emotion that that went on this year and throughout this year. And as I said, so many challenges thrown at everyone, but particularly there was two teams in our competition that had to relocate for a sustained period of time. And Penrith, they're a terrific footy club and terrific team. I think they travelled once through that period, and such a big advantage for clubs that were able to stay in their home base. So for us to overcome and adapt and be grateful for the opportunity to keep employment and keep the game going is something that was driving the team the whole way through.
Hey, Dave, it's great. We just needed to touch base with someone just to pass on the congratulations and love that you've got down here in Victoria for the Melbourne Storm. And I know we'll catch up with Pappy, our man, as soon as he surfaces. But we are so proud of you all. So congratulations and enjoy.
We get Pappy on the show, and based on the feedback on all my socials and my text messages last, I'm surprised he didn't get Phil Gould on the show.
We have had a good chat about it. Tim's renamed him Puss Gould this morning, which is a bit harsh, but anyway. Enjoy.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me on. Thanks for your support this year.
Well done.
See you, Dave Donaghy. And there's some consistent themes through all that from Richmond and the Melbourne Storm. Get the right people.
It's
the good
people.
Culture.
It's people, Gary. Crap on about, read last week about Essendon, since they moved from Windy Hill to out to the other facility, and people started talking, oh, that's because they moved away. No, it's not. It's about people. You can look at Storm. They've been transferred from one state to another, 48 hours notice. Other clubs have done the same. It's not about your facilities. It's not about your home base. It's not about whether or not you've got world-class benchmark training tools or whatever it is. It's about the people that you employ
and
the connection they have to each other.
Penrith travelled once during that time. I mean, we think Richmond's success is probably one of the greatest grand final successes ever because of how disjointed they've had to be and displaced. Well, Melbourne Storm, with the New Zealand team, but in terms of the displacement of a team, Melbourne Storm have felt that more than anyone else in that competition.
Absolutely. And as we know, like it was like a 48 hours notice, and then they went from one place to Albury, and then they got kicked at, like they've been shunted from pillar to post, and they still had what it was most important, the ingredients that were most important to be able to get the job done.
We haven't answered all your questions from the grand final weekend, so we'll do questions without notice. If you've got one, fire it in. We'll hopefully by the end of today on SEN, we'll have all your questions answered. We're here for Deliberate, Made to Order and Worth, WURTH. Every customer has their worth.com.au.